You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to the award-winning podcast, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, featuring business experts, industry disruptors, game changers, and thought leaders to help you navigate a constantly changing marketplace. Want to build a successful business and become known as an influential voice in your industry? The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will show you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Entrepreneur Podcast. This is episode 231, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Joining me on today's show is Eddie Lauren. Eddie's newest real estate venture, Impact Housing REIT, is on a mission to deliver good financial, social, and environmental returns to investors while providing more affordable, better quality housing, as well as HAPI-sponsored free health-related education, fitness, gardening, and nutrition programs to residents and families living in apartment communities. Now, on today's show specifically, Eddie is going to share the impact meets real estate investment strategy. We're going to dive into that. We're going to talk about first of its kind investment opportunity, Impact Housing REIT, and how you can make a difference in the world while also making money. So welcome to the show, Eddie.
Pleasure to be here. So excited.
Look, I love when I'm speaking to an entrepreneur, a business owner who is not only building businesses that are thriving, but also giving back to the community. So it's such an honor to have you on the show to share your vision and how others can get involved. Just take a step back, if you would, and share with us what led you down to starting this new business venture. What were the things that happened? Is it something that you've always wanted to do, or over the years you've noticed that there's a gap and you wanted to be the solution to what's happening?
Okay, well, I can go way back. I was unfortunately born to very humble means and lost my father when I was 10 months and my mother when I was 17, so I was orphaned and put myself through UCLA and decided that, I didn't want to live the rest of my life struggling from one limb to another. Mm. So I figured out that I wanted to help change the world, but make money at the same time.
Yes.
And make sure that I contributed to the security of people and where they live. So, you go through the food, clothing, and shelter basics. Mm-hmm. And I tried food and clothing, and that wasn't for me. So I ended up locking into real estate and really loving the fact that I could transform communities and make light, I say, out of blight.
Yes.
So over the years, I've transformed about 40,000 apartment units. Wow. For myself and for others. And the basic formula is the same. Mm-hmm. You want to give someone a clean, safe, affordable place to live. Treat them with respect and dignity. They stay, they pay, they refer their friends. Mm. It's not a sexy business, but it's a gratifying one.
Yes.
So over the years, I've basically transformed these assets one at a time. And then all of a sudden in 2012, the last administration passed what's called the Jobs Act, which allows now anyone and everyone, regardless of income level or wealth, worldwide, to invest in institutional real estate deals like mine. Whereas it used to be only real estate accredited investors or people that made $200,000 a year or $1 million in net worth could invest. Mm. Now it's open to the world. And it's a great opportunity to avoid the middleman, to avoid Wall Street, mm-hmm. and come direct to get a better return and do some of the great things that we want to do by being able for me to go to this consumer without going through Wall Street.
Yes. Tell us some of the impacts that it's had on families. I'm sure you've got some incredible success stories of the impact that this projects and the ones that you've run have been having on families.
Well, you mentioned our HAPI initiative, which is 501c3, which is a charitable goal. All the units that we buy in the future are going to have this health and wellness programming that we've started. So A lot of times we have residents who are, they're challenged. They're, let's call them food insecure. Mm-hmm. And that food insecurity means they live in a food desert. They don't have access to fresh vegetables. And some of them have never even had a garden. So for us to have a garden right where they live in their apartment community, and for them to grow that vegetable or that fruit and be able to eat it, it's yes. transformative to actually see the faces of these kids that really don't have access to feeding themselves through our own land. So that's one of the things that really gives me, I'm Jewish, so nachas, feels good. The other things that I've been able to do is we create sense of community just by having a clubhouse. You know, we have health and wellness programming. We have pool parties. We make state-of-the-art fitness centers where people can feel good about working out, resort-style pools, and really nice social areas so people can thrive and a sense of community. We find that social isolation is tantamount to, you know, some of the other ills like smoking and and bad habits. So if people can feel like they have a sense of community and they love where they live, it really makes a difference in people's lives. Yes. And that doesn't show up. That's the art of the business. There's the science of the business, which most people are, of course, we got plenty of people crunching numbers and Excel spreadsheets, but that's not how you create value for the resident. Most people forget who pays the rent. It are people. People who are thriving and dwelling under our roof. So we take it very seriously, and we want to give people that wonderful sense of community. So that, to me, is the ultimate impact. What's important is people know what impact investing really is. If you don't mind, I'd like to explain.
Yes, let's dive into that.
Impact investing is doing well by doing good. You can do well financially, of course, in most real estate investments, but you can also do well socially. You can make a difference in society. But you know, the important thing is to really be able to put that into use and so people can really benefit. So, you know, stocks, bonds, you can buy smoking companies, William Morris or any of those companies that are doing things in oil and fossil fuels, or you can invest in things that make a difference yet still give you a market rate return. So that's the true essence of impact investing. Now, $14 trillion in America, I don't know how many around the world dollars or yen or whatever. What is your currency down there?
We just have Australian dollars, AUD.
Australian dollars. Okay, good eye for that. So the question is, in America, you've got the millennials, we call them. And I don't know if you guys have them down there. So the millennials are the baby boomers' children. And there's about $14 trillion about to trade hands in the next 15 years. And that money is going to go to a different investment platform. So that's why the crowdfunding is a really unique opportunity. But more important, impact investing is more important. Because why? People want to have purpose with their profit in this generation.
Yes, they do.
And they blame the baby boomers about, you know, some of the things that we've all done to this next generation. But, you know, things are going to change in the way investments are done, and people are going to demand purpose and meaning. And so that's what's significant about impact investing. So it's really important that people understand impact investing and that it is a segment and a wave in the future.
Yes. So, and then that's one of the reasons why I would, you know, loved having you on the show, because our motto is changing the world one message at a time. And of course, now when people are looking at what you're now calling impact investing, and is that a new segment in the market then, or has that been around for a while? How, you know, you hear these new terms. How long has that been a term now?
Well, it's technically it's been around for 10 years. But it's really starting to gain traction.
Yes.
Why? Because now donor advised funds, the foundations, the philanthropies have banded together, and a lot of the clients who are forcing their investment advisors to do impact investing on their behalf. So it's catching steam, but it's been around for about 10 years.
Yeah, exciting, exciting. So let's talk about first of its kind investment opportunity, Impact Housing, REIT. Speak more about this.
Well, it's basically the same business I've always done. I've been doing impact investing for a long time. I've been making affordable places for people to live that give them the respect and dignity. It's just the only difference is the packaging and the ability to go on the internet and to go worldwide for investors as low as $1,000. It used to be minimum investments were $100,000. So anyone and everyone, again, can really get the benefit of these opportunities. And that's transformative.
Yes. So how does it work then? You said as low as $1,000. So how? Give us a snapshot, if you would, of typically what someone can do and what's involved, so that we can understand a little bit more. Because this is a new term that I've not heard before, but it's exciting that investment is making such a difference in the lives of people, which are building communities who are really supporting one another, which I think is just amazing. So share, what's the steps?
Okay, so I'll give you an example. We're buying a property in Maryland, outside of D.C., mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., which is a high-rise, and it's 12 stories. This property has been neglected. It's been owned by an institutional investor, mm-hmm. and they have not even put in the pest control that's needed to transform this property and make it nice. So it's neglected. It's tired. There's a lot of water being wasted, so we are going to put in low-flow toilets, and we'll save water and save expenses at the same time. Mm-hmm. There are 48 townhomes that are individually owned that are not being charged back what they should be charged back. So there's one water main going into the property, which we'll own, and those 48 townhomes. So we're going to bill them back what's proper and put in the proper mechanisms for people to not waste water. Mm-hmm. The common area hallways have incandescent bulbs, whereas we're going to put in LED bulbs, and that's going to save some electricity, and we'll put on some opportunities for some energy generation and solar, mm-hmm. so that's going to help. And so we're going to paint the property, we're going to put in a new clubhouse, new fitness center, transform a lot of the common areas, mm. the new units, which they have gorgeous views. We're going to put in about $3,000 or $4,000. We'll put in a new appliance package, put in new flooring, cabinet faces. And so it will really be an amazing transformation, yet we're not going to rent to anyone who makes more than 80% of what they call area median income. Affordable housing in this country is tagged to what's called area median income for every community. Some communities, area median income, which is basically the average median income, is about $50,000. In this instance, we have $74,000. So nobody making more than $50,000 or so will be able to rent here. So we're going to reserve it for those that can afford it.
Yeah.
And that's also part of the opportunity. So, you know, the rents are low, so we're able to raise the rents a bit to take advantage of our improvements, but we're not going to raise them so they're unaffordable.
Yes. And so how long does, and I know this is different for every project because it depends on the space and all that's involved, but typically when you've purchased a building such as this one, which needs a lot of refurbishment, typically how long does a project like that take?
Well, exteriors are 6 months usually, mm-hmm. and exteriors meaning anything that's outside the individual unit. And then since they're 1 year leases, of course, we run through the rent roll, and some people don't move, so we do a little bit. And if when they move out, we do a lot. And so you'd say probably between 1 and 2 years to move through the rent roll and rehab the interiors. But the exteriors and the common areas usually can be done in 6 months, so people can see transformation right away.
Yeah. So, and that answers my next question, because I thought with some of these buildings, which sound like they have really been neglected, that there are people that are living there. And those that see the transformation between what they were living in and what they're now, you can imagine the impact that's going to have for them would be incredible.
Yeah,
amazing. So how many, in this project that you're currently working, how many people will be able to take advantage of that? Typically the size of the buildings and the people who are going to be able to rent.
It's 143 units. Probably the average is 3 people.
Yeah.
So let's multiply by 3. So you're talking about affecting almost 500 lives.
Amazing.
And if you change someone's environment, you can truly change their life.
Oh,
if people live in crap and neglect and blight, they don't feel good about themselves.
No.
So we pride ourselves on making people feel good about themselves by transforming where they live.
Yeah. And I mean, just the story you were sharing about, you know, young children who may never have an opportunity to see a vegetable grow. If you see the smile and the intrigue and interest in the, you know, face of a child and the smile of a child, that can impact, you know, their lives. Those are stories that they can grow up with and makes a huge difference, as you know, if they feel safe in an environment and in a community which is supportive, that impacts their studies, everything, the whole outlook on life. I'm sure you have so many incredible stories that you probably don't even realize the impact that you're making. So let's talk about how can we make a difference in the world while making money. You've only touched on this. I mean, I know you've touched on this, but let's share a little bit more about how people can get involved, what the steps are, how to get in contact with you, all of that good stuff.
Well, impacthousing.com is the simplest way. It's just a few clicks if you want to invest. You can always email me. I think it's info@impacthousing.com. But more important, we all, you know, I'm going to Poland to Auschwitz and on a private tour with a woman who has survived the Holocaust. She was one of the twins that a guy named Joseph Mengele played games with, and it was disgusting. But what happened was, she got through life through forgiveness. Mm. And that's the only way she said she survived. And now a lot of Holocaust survivors hate her because they say, how could you forgive the Nazis and these bastards? All these amazing stories. But she persevered and really focused on forgiveness, on love, and on doing the right thing. And she says if she sees a piece of paper and she's walking by, she picks up that piece of paper. And if everybody in the world just picked up the paper in front of them, the world would be a nicer, damn better place.
Yeah. Oh.
And so I try to use that and that wisdom in my life. And I think everybody can change the world in their own world.
Yes.
Even if you don't do what I do, we all do something. We affect people's lives every day. We affect our children and our relatives, friends, etc.
And I think sometimes, you know, as individuals or even as families, when we're looking at some of the things that are happening even in our backyard, you know, when you look at some of these buildings that you're talking about that are run down, and unfortunately often what happens in those situations is there's a high rate of crime, all of that happening. It's so easy to take a step back, isn't it, and shake our heads and think, oh, what can we do about that? Here's an opportunity where you are actually spearheading something. You're going into these communities, you're refurbishing them, you're giving them hope and possibility, you know, affordable homes, opportunities where young children or children can grow vegetables, their health and wellness is also taken care of. It's almost looking after them holistically, all of the things that are just so important, that here's an opportunity to be able to get on board and actually do something. I love that analogy that you were, you know, sharing. And it reminds me of one that we often speak about. And it's, you know, the two people walking along the beach and there's all these starfish lying on the sand, and someone picks up another one, throws the starfish into the water and said, what, you're going to help all these starfish? I said, I don't know, but I help those two. So every small action can make a huge impact in the lives of one person and then another and another. But in this instance, it's communities of people. Share with us once again, Eddie, what's the best way to connect with you? And also, like, are you on Facebook? Are there pictures, images that we can see of these communities that you've already built?
There's a lot of videos on impacthousing.com. I write a lot of articles. Everything is pretty much posted there. So it's really the easy place to go. There's blogs, there's certain things I'm doing. Every podcast is uploaded, just like with you. And so this is a great opportunity for people to hear my story and get involved and just make a difference, even a little bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Eddie, for spearheading this. You know, we need champions such as you, and you probably don't like me using that word, but, you know, for someone that's listening today that maybe had an idea that they can champion a project that can make a difference, or maybe, you know, certainly come on board, check this out, and it can make a difference to the world. Because often what happens is that when people's lives are impacted, it has such an impact on them, they go on and impact so many more. It's a snowball effect, isn't it? You know, even from young, you hear situations and stories of young children who just had one person who believed in them, one person who said a kind word, whether it be a teacher, a mentor, a sports coach, something, and that made an incredible difference. And then they've gone on to impact the lives of many people, and that's what it's all about. And here we can impact our lives, no matter where we are located around the world, to support this great project. So thanks once again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure's mine, pass it forward. That's what we got to do.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.